So let's have a little bit of fun. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mention 10 people that you've crossed paths with in your career, and then you just say kind of like the first thing that comes to your mind about them, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right, so Billy Graham.
Billy Graham was a great entertainer and a great in the ring. You know, I know he was very upset, sort of, when he was the belt was going to be turned over to me, but he always worked hard in the ring, and I respect him a lot for that because he never let down as far as his work in the ring.
Okay, Harley Race.
Harley Race was a very, he was a great man. I had a lot of hour matches with him.
Uh-huh.
Everyone was a pleasure, and he was kind of the foundation of my career, and he was very instrumental in developing me into a worker that could come to the WWE and change the format of the wrestling as far as in the ring.
Okay, Antonio Inoki.
Antonio Inoki, over in Japan, he's the boss over there. I really enjoyed the matches with him also. I loved every time I went to the ring. I don't care where it was, but yeah, Inoki was a very interesting person. He didn't speak a word in English, hardly. And in the matches, we just played it by ear, and we kind of knew what each other were going to do. So we never had a problem as far as communicating. We just played it all by ear, and I liked his talent in the ring.
Okay, Stan Hansen.
Stan Hansen and I, there's a big thing. I went to Amarillo, Texas, and Terry Funk did something for me that nobody else in the world would ever do. And Stan Hansen was trained by Terry Funk, and he had a little problem with that because they pushed me ahead of him. And I figured that would be happening, but we had some problems with that later on in life.
Okay, Vern Gagne.
I watched Vern Gagne wrestle when I was a kid growing up. I went to a University of Minnesota wrestling match when I was in eighth grade, and he was there. And I was scared to go say hello to him, but I respect him a lot. My mom was the big wrestling fan, and my home, we couldn't leave home till after 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. And if we had to be in, because she would miss wrestling. And we had to be home before wrestling would start.
Ken Patera.
Ken Patera was the strongest man in the world, but he was probably the most gentle man in the ring. And he was, I really loved working with him. He was helped me a lot. I wrestled him my first match up in this area in New Jersey, Wildwood, New Jersey, matter of fact. And he was a great performer.
All right, Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash, you know, I didn't really get to know him very well, but you know, I was asked to lose the WWF title to him, or WWE, I should say, to him in Madison Square Garden. And I was trained by Harley Race and Terry Funk to you do the best you can to make the match, not yourself or the opponent. And I crawled out of the ring all the way back to the dressing room to make his hold look good.
Hey, Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle, you know, was a great amateur wrestler. I had a lot of respect for him. But, you know, I kind of wish that he didn't succumb to the peer pressure in the business on certain issues.
Okay, Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, I wrestled him in 94. He was willing to turn over the championship match to me, and I was told that I was going to be giving it back to him a year later, and I was very excited to be able to put it back on him in that process. But then, in the meantime, Macho Man Randy Savage left the business, and that's why they told me we got to turn the belt over to Diesel.
Okay. Last but not least, Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon is probably one of the hardest working people there are in any kind of business. He's there all the time. He's there scrutinizing the matches. He's still doing that. I respect that end of his life completely.